Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Long before the age of jet airplanes, the internet, or digital television, theologian Arthur Pink wrote the following: "What man despises, God esteems, and what man admires, he abominates. The world is mad, and speed is one of the gods which is now worship of the multitudes. And living as we yet are in this world, God's own people are infected with its evil spirit. Much need has each of us to beg the Lord to lay his cooling and calming hand upon the feverish flesh in us. Rush, hurry, and hustle are the terms which best describe the modern activities. But stand, sit, and wait are words that have a prominent place in Scripture." End quote. Arthur Pink wrote those words in 1930. And now the problem is even greater. Busyness is the curse of our day. Carried over into the realm of the spiritual, we associate activity with spirituality. Thus, we program more Bible studies, more activities, sometimes more church services, more conferences, and more things into an already overcrowded schedule. Do you ever ask yourself, what would Jesus do if he were here? Would he jam more and more into his schedule? Or would he walk away from the frenetic activity of life today and find a quiet place of solitude? To listen to the wind as it gently blows through the trees, or ponder the awesome, sometimes ferocious sound of silence? Listening to the symphony of nature's music has a way of quieting your soul, of helping you think straight, of helping you sift through the dissonance of life today. There is something therapeutic about listening to the roaring clap of the surf pounding the seashore, or, as I have done on occasion, sitting quietly in a forest and listening to the sound of the wind in the trees, the noise and creaks of the forest, voices which are generally foreign to us. If you ever have the opportunity, sit quietly somewhere on a mountaintop, a timberline, where there is insufficient oxygen for much to grow. Sit quietly and silently. You will discover that there is neither absolute silence nor quiet. It's a different sound that you hear, however, a kind of deep which calls to deep, the kind of sound, though, that is never heard in the city. Isaiah told us that in quietness and trust is your strength. But then he added, "But you would have none of it." Were he alive today, he could say the same thing. Question: whose fault is it anyway that life is so busy? Well, obviously, it's our own. Therefore, the undoing of our busyness is also our highest obligation and should be one of our first orders of business. When Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he told them to study to be quiet, something which was commanded. The word quiet means to cease from labor, to hold your peace, to be still. Ah, yes, you may be saying. Isn't there something in Psalms about that too? As a matter of fact, there is. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." There are some things we will never know, we will never learn, apart from the quiet place where we have escaped the din and pollution of noise. I'm not suggesting that you walk away from your family or business or obligations to become a hermit somewhere. But I am saying, if you are to survive spiritually, emotionally, and physically, if you are to live to avoid hypertension, you got to learn to find some quiet time for rest and recuperation. There is strength in the quiet place.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.